With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden won't get a look at hurricane devastation in Georgia and Florida today. Communities in Florida's Big Bend are grappling with future after the third hurricane in 13 months.
Locals in Florida's low-lying Big Bend region are trying to decide how to move forward after a direct hit from Hurricane Helene.
I tell you, Debbie, this compounds all of that.
Deagle Beach native Hud Lilliott and his wife Lori hope to rebuild their canal front home.
So the door was here.
Front door was right here.
A month ago, Brooke Hires and her husband moved from a state-issued trailer where they had lived since Hurricane Idalia. Helene swept their nearly finished house in Horseshoe Bend off of its pilings.
Catastrophic, devastating, heartbreaking, to this magnitude. None of that explains what happened here.
I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden getting pressure to suspend the dock workers' strike. We have the latest from Ben Thomas.
The dock workers' strike has shut down 36 ports from Maine to Texas, even as people and governments work to rush supplies to communities across the southeast, cut off and ravaged by Hurricane Helene.
The last thing we need on top of that is a man-made disaster.
President Biden Wednesday on his way to survey the damage.
We're hearing from the folks regionally that they're having trouble getting product they need because of the port strike.
Some businesses and politicians are urging the president to invoke a 1947 law, the Taft-Hartley Act, to seek a court-ordered 80-day cooling-off period for companies and unions to try to resolve their differences. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose modestly last week by 6,000 to 225,000. The Dow dropping 162 points, but the Nasdaq ahead 3. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is getting back to work.
And a number of the cases it will consider are of interest to Christians. The justices will consider the constitutionality of Tennessee efforts to bar doctors from giving drugs to children in an effort to help them live as the opposite sex. The High Court is also slated to hear arguments from online pornographers who don't want to have to verify that their users are at least 18 years old. Catholic institutions are also challenging a New York law requiring them to provide abortions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's Attorney General suing a Catholic hospital, claiming it is illegally denying an emergency abortion to a woman. Attorney General Rob Bonta filed the complaint this week against Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. The woman was seeking an abortion after her water broke 15 weeks into her pregnancy with twins. The lawsuit alleges violations of state civil rights laws. This is SRN News. Former President Trump vows to revoke protected status for Haitian immigrants if he's reelected.
In a Wednesday interview, Donald Trump vowed, if elected in November, to revoke temporary protected status for thousands of Haitian migrants who were living and working in the United States legally and to return them to Haiti. Trump told reporters it's been overrun, referring to Springfield, Ohio, a city that has received about 15,000 Haitian migrants in recent years who arrive under the Immigration Parole Program and were allowed to apply for temporary protected status. To receive such status, immigrants must maintain a clean criminal record. Trump said last month that he would conduct large deportations of migrants out of the United States, starting in Springfield, if he became president again. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Masters Chairman Fred Ridley says Augusta National sustained a lot of damage from Hurricane Helene, just like the rest of the area. He says he's confident the Masters will go on his schedule, though, the second full week in April. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.